The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome to this Friday edition. It's the 18th of August. Good morning, everybody. How are you? It's Linda Bott. We say Carl and Linda. Carl is on assignment. I will tell you a little bit about where he is and what he's doing. So I'm at the helm. I want to say thank you to always bringing us the news, and that is Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Let's go to David is at the helm. David.
Good morning, everybody.
Well, good morning, David. And you've been so wonderful in, sitting in on the nighttime shows and being such a wonderful, producer. And I know that Carl always throws to you in the morning what day of the national day is.
Well, today we've got National Caviar Day.
I happen to be a fan.
What is caviar exactly?
It's eggs from a salmon.
Awesome.
I think. It's yes. Eggs from a fish.
Yes.
So maybe somebody can correct me. Bulgur, whatever it is. They have different, and some caviars are illegal now from Russia.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's been a, I'm not exactly sure, but I do love caviar, and I love to put it on with little pieces of egg and put it on crispy toast and love to drink that with champagne.
Where can
or
you
eat
buy
it with champagne. There's every now and now, believe it or not, there's like, for $5, you can pick up a cheap version of it at a grocery outlet.
Awesome.
They used to sell it at we have a discrepancy here in our family. I call it Cost Plus, but it's Old World Market. And Carl, the other day I was calling. He goes, "What's Cost Plus?" I said, "Well, if you look at the top, it says Cost Plus Old World Market underneath it." So I've always just called it Cost Plus. But every now and then they'll have a caviar there for like $5 or $6, and that's just a great thing to put together in a Christmas basket and it's good.
Sounds great.
I enjoy it. I love it on deviled eggs. I do that at Christmas.
That makes sense.
Absolutely. Well, welcome to the show again. I'll be a quick date on the update of the weather before we go to our pet of the week. It's currently 69 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have a hot day with around 99, still under those triple digits, with our overnight lows of 69. Tomorrow calls for 99 once again. What we're looking here with the next 3 or 4 days is just calm winds. We don't have any thunderstorms or any rain. So we're just going to be under triple digits. And now there's my phone. Let me just turn that thing off. I'm so sorry. Rude. So we have clear skies tomorrow night, clear, and Sunday will be about 97, mostly clear skies with the overnight lows of 67. Monday and Tuesday are also calling under triple digits. We go down to about 10 degrees on Monday, 89, and Tuesday about 88. So, not too bad if you want to go out and ride and do some of your outdoor activities for the weather coming up there. Brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they do give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And with us this morning is our one and only
Katrina.
Yes. Thumbelina, Katrina. Do you have a Katrina, Katrina, Gobina?
No.
I just want to get you, girl. How are you this morning, pet of the week?
I'm good. How are you?
I love your pet of the week. Every time you come in, this is my favorite segment. And that's how we got our one and only Buford. Welcome, Katrina.
Thank you.
Who did you bring in today?
I have Roman. I'm distracting him under the table right now with a tasty treat. He's really fun.
He's got beautiful coloring.
He does. He's a pit mix, and he is tan and white. He has like white socks, and he has like a white stripe on his face, and he also has like the pink above his nose. That's really cute.
Yes. He's a gentle mouth because I gave him a treat.
He's very gentle. And he's only a little over a year old, so he's definitely a young boy. He came in as a stray, and we've had him about, I want to say like 3 months now, so we don't know anything about his history. But he has been sweet since day one. Definitely very friendly with people. Very affectionate. He is young, so he's playful. He wants to get out every day. He wants to, run around. But once he has his energy out, he's a very cuddly pity.
Right. He's got a big head.
he does have a big
and
head.
And it's not a conceited big head. He's got a big head. He's got the complete pity look. But like, let me tell you, like I said, you gave me a little treat to give him. And I always look at that. Like, he can focus on that and you. And even though he's 1 year old, I mean, he's not spastic. He's not all over the place. It's high energy. But what do you want from a 1 year old pup, right? And like I said, soft mouthed, which is to me really important. He didn't just like snap to get the treat.
Right. Yeah. Definitely not sharky at all. He's on the slobbery side of the treat taker.
Well, Buford does that too. He does this little, like, gentle, like he was told gentle or something, and he does this little, you know, like his little tooth to the, like, little lips out. It's so cute, you know, so that you really appreciate, especially if you bring a dog around kids or you bring a dog around friends and family. You want him to have, I've never heard the term shark, but that makes sense. Not like shark-like.
Yeah. Sharky where they, like, snap at the treat, you know?
Yeah. So how are you doing? Is Camp Love a Pet going on right now?
It is going on right now.
Okay, so tell us about that.
And that's going great. So Camp Love a Pet is a 2-week summer camp that we do. We do it twice a summer, and we hold that for kids age 10 to 15. And it's really awesome. The kids get paired up with a shelter dog to work with for 2 weeks, and they just pretty much do a lot of, like, basic obedience. Like, they try to train them on, like, leash manners, a lot of different tricks, and they just really focus on forming a connection and also learning what it takes to own a dog. So it's very educational. It's really fun. It's a lot of work, of course.
And Roman's wanting to get up on the table and be on your lap as you focus.
He's a cuddly boy.
Yeah.
He also thinks he's very small. But camp is a fantastic time. A lot of great memories are made. And, of course, the camp dogs that take part in it get to have 2 weeks of extra training. And they're with kids. So if you adopt a camp dog, you know they're great with kids. They've been around other dogs. And they know a thing or two. So it's a really special program for the kids and for the dogs that are getting trained.
Now, did you, last week you brought in, forgive me, I just remember, I can't remember the name, but I remember this particular dog was going to do a second camp.
Yeah, it was Tessie.
And did Tessie get adopted?
Not yet.
Ooh.
She is still up for adoption and doing amazing in camp.
Oh, man. How wonderful to have a dog. Now, what they are trained to do is their leash, basic commands, how to sit. Did they really learn how to stay?
That is one of the tricks that we focus on. And then the kids will also, you know, do fun little side tricks like roll over, teach them how to spin, or sometimes they'll get creative and just kind of make up their own tricks, which is really fun too.
Right. Well, stay is a really important one.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah. All right, so Camp Love a Pet's going on right now, and some of those pets will be up for adoption or currently up for adoption. You can always go online. Do you have pictures on Haven Humane of the dogs that are in camp right now?
We do. I would say most of our camp dogs are getting more featured on our social media, like Facebook, where you can see, like, the specific camp
dogs.
There we
go.
Like, I know this weekend we'll be posting a video where all the kids introduce their camp dogs, so you kind of get to see the kids and get to see the dog and kind of see what they know. So
there'll be reels.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Lots
little
of
mini, little mini videos that will be, that's so cute, and talk about the dog, and you get to really, I just love that. See, that's amazing. Camp. Now, do you have sponsors for Camp Love a Pet?
Yes, I think so. Like, do you mean like for the camp itself? For
well,
the
we know
dogs?
You just had Bissell, empty the shelter, and it was free to do so. And so we know that the Bissell family has, yearly does this kind of, and they do a couple promotions, but one is that they completely cover the adoption fees. And we know what it costs per dog.
Yeah.
When you adopt a dog out of the shelter, does not even come close to what you get for, to have them shot, neutered, all the things that you get with a pet coming to your family.
Yeah.
Yeah, what it costs per pet is amazing. So, we appreciate Bissell doing that. And we also know that in October you have, your big Haven Humane fundraiser, which is Bark, Wine, and Brew. And this year it's pirate themed.
Yes, it is.
Army
It'll
matey.
Be fun.
Army Barky. You going to be there, Katrina?
I am going to be there.
Do you have your outfit picked out?
Not yet.
Yeah.
I know. I need to get on that.
Well, that's going to be happening. So you may want to get your tickets now. It sells out. And October, before you know it, is around the corner. So any final thoughts? Got to take a break.
Yeah, our camp dogs actually are sponsored. They're $25 to adopt.
Okay, $25 to adopt. We have one that's gone through second. She was here last week. Carl did post that, so that would be on the KCNR Facebook post. And thank you, Katrina.
Yeah,
so much appreciate you. I know you're on your media rounds, and someone make sure you take a look at Roman, our pity mix.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back here on KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, currently 69 degrees, always streaming on KCNR1460.com. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
If you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday.
Put your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave.
While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club.
For more information, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Now open at Turtle Bay Museum, Discover Steampunk, an exhibition for all ages.
Featuring futuristic technology inspired by 19th century Victorian designs.
Steampunk reimagines steam-powered machinery and gadgets as modern inventions. Discover Steampunk is on display at Turtle Bay Museum by the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
And is produced by the Imagine Team, free for members or included with paid admission.
Discover this and much more at turtlebay.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
All right, we're doing the headbound. Carl's on assignment. Welcome back to the show. It is, this is Linda Bott. we just got caught up in the head bounce. And what happened, our head just bounced right on the music there. 7:18 in the morning. Good morning, everybody. 69 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. How are you today? Crackmaster Windshield Repair brings us this segment, of course. Jeff, if you're listening, you know, a veteran-owned business. Jeff works by himself, and he stands by his work. He has been doing our chips and cracks. If we did not have to, I've only had to have one windshield replaced. But that's it in the, almost 20 years that I've been in Reading. And, we've had Jeff do all of our cracks and our, chips. He is amazing. He's truly old school. Don't fool around with your family safety. Of course, we're getting hot and cold and hot and cold, which makes these cracks grow. And you don't understand that the windows are up, the air conditioning goes on, that makes your windshield expand, and he can do cracks up to 24 inches and chips up to a quarter size. I know that I had a deep one that just happened. I was on, 273. I think I was on 273, actually behind Carl, and just one of the little rocks from the road jumped up and hit my windshield. And it was a, what do you call a deep, it looked like a surface chip. And this is why you want to take it into an expert, because he said it was a deep, deep fracture. So that meant that that could have grown excessively had I not taken it in for the expert. That's Jeff at Crackmaster Windshield and Repair bringing us this segment. Also locally, I want to talk about, if you are a Cornerstone Community Bank, you need to pay attention, because today, the big weekend, where your account with Cornerstone officially transferred to Plumas Bank. So, they're very excited about doing that there, but however, The drive-up services will close at 3 p.m., and the Cornerstone's online banking portal will go offline by 3 p.m. The ATMs will also be unavailable to 3 p.m. So if you're listening to this and you're a Cornerstone bank and you're thinking, I'm going to go this weekend and get money and pull out money, it's not going to happen. So you want to make sure you're listening to this program, you do it in your lunch break, or you do it this morning, or you make sure you have that happen. But the people in the bank there, of course, wonderful. The people at Cornerstone have always been great. They'll be there to help you to figure out, like, you know, what's going to be happening with the transfers. All branches reopen with regular hours on Monday. Drive-up services happen at Monday at 9. You will have 24/7 access to your Plumas Bank online banking account. But there's something about the ATMs that you need to pay attention to. Again, what I was telling you, there's going to be 19 new branches across California and Nevada. That's a good thing, you know, and enhanced online and mobile banking tools, personal, commercial, and agricultural lending expertise, SBA team. I know that they've helped us in a couple of loans that we've done, small, you know, through business, et cetera. And they're really there to help you. So they become Plumas officially over starting next week. So, again, I just wanted you to be aware, because I know we're Cornerstone. We're going to Plumas. I've got the Plumas card, but it doesn't – we have to go through all of whatever that is to get the new thing under under – what do you want to call it? Under supervision, under, you know, the correct procedures is what I'm trying to say. 7:23 in the morning, and I am glad to be here, and David is at the helm. We have a special guest that just came in, and I'm very, very excited to introduce you to her. She is going to be launching a show here on KCNR called, well, it's still a working name, because this is what we do as we are creating and we're launching. Right now, there's a couple working names, but our guest is Dr. Lauren Strickland, who is a surgical oncologist with Valor. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. She's got your pink.
Yes.
You got your pink. Yeah. We've got a cover for her microphone that's pink. And we did a little test run yesterday.
We did.
To see what it felt like. But, you know, it feels like you're just a regular radio pro already.
Oh, thank you so
much. You
are. Thank you.
Well, you've been a wonderful keynote speaker at Chicks and Chaps 2 years in a row. I love you're a note taker. You really, you pay attention to the details, as you would hope if somebody's doing surgery on your body that they would do that.
Exactly right.
So what, let's share with our listeners here. Yeah. You know, so far the working name is Behind the Pink Mic, or The Pink Mic with Dr. Lauren Strickland, talking about, all things breast cancer. And I thought it was very interesting, yesterday in our test run that was just for us. You came up with a couple statistics regarding, people that we would understand and celebrities about. Mm-hmm. And then you used a number. Can you care to share that with our listeners this morning as we're live?
Yeah, so about 300,000 women will be diagnosed with invasive breast cancer in 2025 and 60,000 early stage breast cancer, ductal carcinoma in situ, or DCIS. And 2,800 men will be diagnosed with breast cancer this year. So, you know, those numbers kind of keep going up a little bit. And so yesterday I talked about, you know, some celebrity parents, Matthew Knowles and Tina Knowles, Beyonce's parents. And Matthew was diagnosed with breast cancer about 7 years ago, and he's BRCA2 positive. And so men that carry the BRCA2 gene have a 7% chance of developing breast cancer. So, mm-hmm.
Can you share with us, because we hear these terms, and I know it's your world, so it's almost like a golfer that talks about, you know, what their percentage is, or anybody who's in the field. Mm-hmm. What is BRCA?
Oh, thank you. BRCA, the BRCA gene, number one or two, is a genetic mutation found that it can be passed down from your parents, mom or dad. And it increases the risk of developing breast cancer or ovarian cancer, prostate cancer, pancreatic cancer, and melanoma, depending on which one you have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so how can you get tested for BRCA? And if you found out, yeah, I carry the gene, and you're, let's say, my age, you're middle-aged, and you have, I've been carrying this BRCA 1 or BRCA 2. I don't even know. Mom, did you ever? Because our parents never, that was something that, this is a new terminology.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, like, some of my patients, they have breast cancer, and they come in for a second breast cancer 20 years later, and maybe they were in their 40s. And so I'm like, have you ever been tested for the genetic mutation? Because any person young, then we're sometimes a little suspicious for the genetic mutation. And they get tested, and they're BRCA positive, and they never were tested before. And so it can be helpful, because if you know you have the genetic mutation, then you can take action to do screening, preventative surgery, and things like that. Kind of like Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, she did. Yeah. So when did BRCA, the term BRCA, when did this come into, like, international or national awareness?
Okay, so it's been around for a long time. I finished my breast fellowship in 2008, and I know that we've been talking about it since then, BRCA 1 and BRCA 2. But since then, we test 50 to 80 genetic mutations for different cancers, colon, pancreatic, melanoma, you know, different cancers. And so within those panels of genetic mutations, 12 breast genes are in there now.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's PALB2, CHEK2, P10, BRIP1, CHEK, you know, different ones that code for breast cancer. So some of my patients who've had genetic testing, let's say, before 2013, and they tested BRCA2 negative, I'm like, well, we need to update testing. And then they have a different genetic mutation that we didn't know about back then.
So let me ask you, when you go to your GP, mm-hmm. and then you say to your GP, because usually they do, well, let's look at your, you know, your blood pressure, and let's see where you are with your cholesterol and your iron and all that. Do you specifically ask for these tests, and or do you ask when you go in for your mammogram? How does one go about, and does insurance look at this as a preventative?
Yeah, so there are criteria. A lot of GPs don't do the testing in their office. There are some. But if you have a family history of breast cancer, especially the women, you know, that are 50 and younger, or many women in the family, you know, mother, sister, grandmother, great-grandmother, then that's, you know, should raise a red flag. And so that's why people, it's important to take a family history. and find out what are the cancers in the family, even like with colon cancer. If you have multiple colon cancers in the family and people were diagnosed at 40 and 50, that's a red flag. That's young for colon. Maybe they need to do some genetic testing.
And this is what me and 23 and some of these things that blew up a lot of families, and once they, whatever, where, however it settled, people were able to go to their real bloodline and find out, like, history. And that really, I have friends, two friends specifically. We've got to take a break. We'll come back. Let's talk more about the, about this with Dr. Strickland, Lauren Strickland. This is Linda Bott, and we are here this morning. Can't wait to hear more from Dr. Strickland from Valor, a surgical oncologist. But first, let's talk about the people who bring us our shows. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. All your jewelry needs in one store. Full service, been in business for over 35 years, locally owned with a wonderful family that will go that extra mile for you and be honest about your stones, fixing them, replacing them, and helping you to figure out what you want to do. Maybe you want to sell. Maybe you want to keep. Maybe you want to reconfigure a piece of something that was very important in your family. Four Winds Jewelry. Again, we'll be right back after these messages on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio, always streaming at KCNR1460.com.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement, the thrill, the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way.
Come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
All right. Who is that?
That is Rebecca Black.
All right.
That has like 10 billion views on YouTube.
I guess. I mean, I'm sure. Is she signed? Is that, you know, that what's happening now is if you're on, you know, the reels and you see people that are doing these incredible backyard videos and they have wonderful songs, sometimes they don't need to have, like, they get so many hits. And I'm not really sure. We're going to figure that out, you know, down the road. Somebody can maybe come on our radio one morning and tell us, how does that work when you have clicks? Where, how do you get the money from all the clicks?
And she's from Irvine.
Oh, and is she, what, is that a video that you were, can you see?
I think she was like 13 when that came out, that Friday song.
How much fun.
Now she's 28, and that was 2011, so I got to do the math, but yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, it's perfect for today. Welcome back. It's Linda Bott, and Carl is on assignment. I'll tell you in a little bit where he is. We're at KCNR this morning on the Friday, the 18th. I am here with Dr. Lauren Strickland, who is a surgical oncologist. And we'll define that in a moment, but first I do need to do a little sponsor shout out, and we know that we're helping Lauren, encouraging Lauren to come on the station and do a Tuesday night show that is going to still be named, maybe Behind the Pink Mic. There was another working name that was, you know, the Pink Mic Night or something that would be, it's all things breast cancer from an oncologist where there's authors, survivors, treatment, what we're going through, new discoveries, et cetera. And Maxwell Insurance brings us this, portion of the show, and this kind of ties in when you think about it for all your insurance and financial needs. Also life insurance. We have our insurance with Judy, and I know for some people who are looking at their car, their home, or their, it's figuring out where their 401ks are and they need a second opinion and trying to figure out, well, she will meet with you and her team. They're fabulous. And they do free reviews as well. So give her a call at 221-0441. She's located up on Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And, you know, sometimes people say, hey, you've got stage whatever. Get your life in order. Scary. People are hearing that every day. Am I right?
Yeah.
Behind the Pink Mic with Dr. Lauren Strickland. Okay, so yeah, you and unfortunately you have to give them this news sometimes.
Sometimes I do. A lot of times patients do come with a diagnosis, but sometimes I do have to give them the results. And it can be challenging. You never know how that visit's going to go or how much time you need.
Okay.
You know, how much time do you need for that person to process the information? And sometimes they really still don't process it in that moment.
No.
You know, still kind of like denial,
right,
or just like, this is not
I'm
really
in a
happening.
Movie.
Yeah.
I'm in a mm-hmm. movie. This isn't real. You get, mm-hmm. And you've got to get back in your car
mm-hmm.
and go pick
mm-hmm.
up your kids, or you've got to something and I got to go home and make potato salad.
Right.
And
right.
you're like chopping the stuff going, mm-hmm. I heard it, but it's not, that's not me.
Real. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was
mm-hmm.
over there.
I don't even have any pain. Like, how is this possible?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in med school, you know, I think about, like, when they talk about certain doctors, they have no bedside manner. And then there's those like you who are just have a tone, what it is to be tested, what we're learning this morning about BRCA1, BRCA2, the mm-hmm. testing. The genetic testing, and I can say that, you know, in my age, we didn't talk about it. We didn't know about it. So we were talking about when this came into view in American medicine.
Yeah, it's been around for a while, but it really has become even commercial in a sense. Like you can go online and do genetic testing, you know, do family trees, right? And then there was one company in particular where you can actually go online and submit your insurance. And then if your insurance didn't approve it, then there were out-of-pocket fees. Because so the testing can be kind of expensive.
Okay, okay. So, but you can today, somebody's hearing this, they can go online and find a, is there a reputable, can they get information like this on the Valor website?
No, unfortunately, the company that went commercial, they changed, I think they got bought out by another company.
Okay.
So they're still functioning. I just have to see, are they still offering the online service
right.
for patients?
Right.
Because
that would be interesting, just like you would put your saliva in a tube.
Yeah.
All right.
Swab the cheeks or put the saliva in the tube.
Oh, my goodness.
And send it out, and there's the DNA.
Okay. I've never done that.
Yeah.
I've never done that. You know, I know that that's what you do when you want to find your tree.
Yeah.
I mean, I have some of my tree and some extension of the tree through family and stuff. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm afraid to do it. I'm just not.
Yeah.
But I guess if I was listening to this show and I thought, well, my sister, my aunt, my cousin, my mom, my aunt, I would consider doing a DNA test.
Yeah. And we do it in the office. So if someone wanted to get tested, they would have to come in for an appointment.
Okay.
And then we do the testing. And we have to verify insurance. And then insurance doesn't pay for it. We'll say the out-of-pocket fee is,
right.
you know, $250 or however. You know,
which is enough to make you rest. Like
Absolutely.
Knowing. Yeah.
Absolutely.
What I guess the question would be is that what inspired you – because we know doing a radio show means time, preparation, commitment, inspired you to think that you would like to be able to give our community something like this.
Yeah. I don't know. I think you inspire me, you and Carl, actually, you know, because I would not have had an opportunity to be behind the mic, right?
Right.
But I think that there are opportunities to reach out to patients and people in the community and just provide information. And see if it makes a difference.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Now, when people talk about oncology and surgical oncology, can you share with our listeners what is there a difference? And what does that mean?
Yeah, so oncology in general is a treatment of cancer. So I am a breast surgical oncologist where my specialty is breast cancer. A surgical oncologist may treat breast cancer, colon cancer, pancreatic cancer, stomach cancer, so a range of cancers surgically. And a radiation oncologist provides radiation for the treatment of cancer, and a medical oncologist medication, whether that's by mouth or IV or in someone's vein for like chemotherapy. So I always tell my patients, you know, think of us as your team and you'll be treated by all of us. In the team, you know, the radiation oncologist, medical oncologist, and the surgical oncologist.
Well, I know that I've had you on the morning show with Pramila Dhanuka, and we have been in the same room with Dr. Grady, Ian Grady, with Northern California Breast, and I was with him. And he did the breast biopsies on myself, and that would have been at Patients Hospital when he did that. And so, you know, in a small town like this, which isn't really that small, we're 100,000 plus, you know, you really, everybody's a team.
Absolutely. Everybody's a team. And so I think the small town feeling where we can come together and, you know, collaborate in the community is huge. You know, certain hospital systems, you know, they have a team within the system, but I think here it becomes a little more like, I don't want to say family, but it kind of feels like that in a sense.
Right. So when we come back from the break, let's talk about Valor.
Okay.
And what, you know, when we hear Valor, we see pictures of Valor, advertiser, you know, on the radio, Valor, or look in the magazine about Valor, you are going into the building of Valor, and let's talk about what that looks like, who's there, how it started, and what it is for you. Okay?
Okay. Sounds great.
I want to know that. All right. So, and I'm sure our listeners do as well, because people driving or taking their kids to school or maybe have the talk radio on before they go to work or what happens. We discussed this yesterday that, you know, there's like little segments that they'll hear. They may go into the restroom or into the kitchen or into the other room or doing laundry or putting something in the car, and they're hearing portions of the show. So we'll do these little segments where they can get this takeaway great information. And then we'll talk about Carl when we get back. 7:45 in the morning. It's Linda Bottom here with Dr. Lawrence Strickland. David's at the helm. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Landlords and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Friday night, we ride.
All right, we like all these Friday night songs. Oh, yeah. You know, every now and then it just feels good to kick back and hear a great country. This is just, yeah, driving in the heat, smelling the river. I love that. You know, I grew up on the river, and I love the smells of nature. I don't know. That kind of reminds me of, because I lived in Nashville for a while. You know, it was a place that had fireflies and hurricanes and all kinds of great stuff. But, you know, I love being in smack in the middle of Music Row and all the musicians just creating songs like that. So I do miss it dearly, and I'm very happy that I've been bequeathed a beautiful grand piano through Piano Angels. Patrick Karch has taken that over, and we're going to do a whole show on them and where they're doing. I think they've delivered, I don't know, over 600-700 pianos, and then if people are wanting to get rid of a piano, then they'll hold the piano and they'll give the piano to somebody, and it's just to keep these pianos not in a landfill, just get it into somebody's house. And so I put my piano right there smack in my, you haven't seen it yet.
No.
But you will. Smack in the middle of my living room, which changes the configuration of everything. And I donated a bunch of, or Carl and I donated a bunch of furniture to a group through Chuck Kinney. Anyway, long story short is that I still can't figure out the space because this piano. But it's a symbol. Mm. It's a symbol of don't get too far away from what your first love is. And for me, the first love has always been singing and music, 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 music. So, it's a symbol, for that. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. We were talking about, all the things, how they're growing. And Dr. Lauren Strickland is with us. You've got some news coming up with your, see, we think that you're with Valor, and you are with Valor, but you also, share with us, although you're with Valor, you are on the board of Shasta Regional.
Yes.
And how does that work? And you're going to acquire a new title.
Yes. So the board, you know, they reach out to community members. They like to have a variety of different people on the board, like people that provide service to the community, and then also physicians. And so we just, you know, we meet and we have meetings about the operations and things that are happening for the hospital at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And then I'll be chief of surgery in January for a year.
Chief of surgery.
Yeah. That's exciting.
I was treated well there, and it was during COVID. And Carl couldn't come in. This is with the white hazmat suits. And, you know, I had this infection in my breast. You know that I talk about it all the time because we didn't know if it was cancer or what, but we just had to get the infection under control.
Mm-hmm.
And so that took three nights, four days. And they took really excellent care of me. Mm-hmm. I can't, you know, when you're in, your life is in peril.
Yeah.
Because it was a infection that went into sepsis.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Orna Gill, she fought like a little mama tiger.
Yeah.
And she had every specialist. I mean, I just know I was so out of it. I'd stand up and there'd be five doctors standing around me, and they called it a zebra. You're a zebra.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard that term. Now I'm hearing that term.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that really a medical term?
It is. Well, it's not really a medical term, but it is in the medical community. So if we're trying to work up a patient and it's the typical, you know, diagnosis, like a horse is typical, right? But then the zebra's like, this is different, you know?
Yeah.
This is not the norm. What are we dealing with?
Right. Mm-hmm. And nobody could figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so Shasta, so now you're going to be chief of...
Surgery.
The
surgery department, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Let's talk about Valor and what it was for you to come back into Reading. When you came back to Reading, did you come back to Reading to work at Valor?
Yes.
Or, you know, work inside of Valor, what I'm saying. And tell us about Valor.
Yeah, so I came back to Reading to work at Valor and build a breast program out of their practice and Shasta Regional.
Okay.
Trying to get a breast service line at Shasta Regional because there wasn't a huge service line. Dr. Grady operates there, but there wasn't a huge service line. So the goal was to try to help build it up and do more breast surgeries there.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Valor supports my practice, markets and really tries to promote the breast practice here in Reading, you know.
So it's called Valor Oncology. Mm-hmm. Do they do chemo there?
No. Okay. Not at the time, maybe in the future.
Okay, okay.
But radiation oncology is okay. The main thing for Valor, because we have three offices.
Okay.
You know, one in Chico and one in Palm Desert.
So one would go there for radiation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
all
got
three
it.
Sites, yes.
Because my girlfriend, who had breast cancer, just went, she did not have chemo. She just had radiation.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like, what, every day
mm-hmm.
for how many weeks?
About 6 weeks.
6 weeks, mm-hmm. yeah. Every
no
day.
Weekends.
Yeah.
Then you get the weekends off.
Yeah. She got, yeah. Yeah. So, but it did make a difference. Then she had to take the pill. The, mm-hmm. What they call it, the can't, I don't know what that's called, but.
Yeah, so anti-estrogen. Or,
right.
You know, hormonal.
For 5 years.
Pill for 5 years.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the medical oncologist prescribes that because it's medication.
Okay.
Like Dr. Danuka.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Got it. Got it. Okay. Well, that's interesting because you kind of then now are able to place, you know, names and faces and buildings and what they do inside the building. So.
Yeah.
What you're doing is now a doctor, so when somebody would come to you.
Mm-hmm.
After a mammogram, let's say, say you go to Dr. Grady's and mm-hmm. you go, okay, and he's like, this is looking suspicious, we're a little concerned. Did they then send people to you?
Yeah, so Dr. Grady may do a full workup, imaging, the biopsy, get the results, test the tumor for some additional properties just to kind of figure out how are we going to treat this. And then he may either operate or he may send that patient to me to operate.
Okay.
So when the patient gets to Valor Oncology, I'll do surgery, and then they'll be lined up with the radiation oncologist, Dr. Matthew Allen.
Okay.
So we're trying to be as comprehensive as possible, and then we'll utilize, you know, medical oncology, such as someone like Dr. Danuka, or some of the other medical oncologists in the community.
So you have your plate is full with your patients. With the fact that you're going to be chief of surgery,
mm-hmm.
with the fact that you're on the board, with the fact that, you're doing extra, you could stay right where you are, but you're going to be doing a 2-year program mm-hmm. in order to expand, your knowledge mm-hmm. and your practice.
Yeah, so I'm going to be doing a 2-year integrative medicine program. It's online, but there are times once a year where you go to the campus in Arizona. And I feel that it's something that's needed to help expand medicine, you know, not just one thing, but integrate other things that can help people heal, help the human body heal itself.
So we're looking forward to having Dr. Strickland join the KCNR family. We'll let you know when we're going to be launching that show. It will be on a Tuesday night, and she will be also introducing a special tea drink, which will be a signature tea cocktail, tahini. It will be a mock, of course,
yeah.
of some kind of great green tea, what are you going to call it?
Yeah, so it'll be the pink teeny of the week. And it'll just be some type of tea, you know, that will feature, you know, what's the tea of the week. Grab your tea, let's sip on it, and let's, you know, get some information this evening. And then there will be a special doc teeny for doctors.
And you'll be interviewing doctors, even
mm-hmm.
okay. And so we're looking so forward to, because it gives us a real visual into, you know, so many people you'll hear in various places talk about, you know, Reading this and Reading that. And I'm like, you know, we are so blessed to have what we have,
yeah.
And this
for sure.
is a way to be able to share. Well, I'll tell you what, you go to the archives right now and hear this show, and that they're living here. Practicing here
mm-hmm.
and it's really informative. So we're blessed to have you in our family.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
So is Carl and everybody else. So you are loved, and thank you so much. I'm going to give a little quick update about Carl. We have some friends that have a ranch. They own the fly shop, and they have a ranch outside of Tennant, and many of you hear us talk about that before, but they had a 450-acre ranch, and they lost all of the, during that big fire that happened out of Tennant, out of Klamath, all that area burned out of weed. We've had so many fires. And their ranch survived, but everything around it did not. So they lost their 100-year-old barn, and they lost some outbuildings, but all of those beautiful old trees. So this is, what, 3 years ago? So Mike Michalak, who is just a monster warrior, goes out there and stump grinds. And Carl has promised. Here he is with his ear, his weird ear that he's got to go. And he is a Marine through and through. He said, I'm coming up there, and I'm going to help you grind some stumps, and I'm going to help you move some stuff. And so he went up yesterday and got caught on the Nightmare on 5 because they had to well, I'll tell you more about that when we get back because I know we've got to go. But thank God it's opened up. 5 was closed for a while with road traffic. Thank you, David. Thank you, Dr. Lauren Strickland.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages at the 8 o'clock hour with the with KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Here's the news.
KCNR, Shasta ready.
There, right, we're not here to announce anything on this front, but in terms of seeing whether this was a useful effort that was not a waste of time, it certainly has satisfied that threshold, and we'll see where we go from here.
After noticing some minor swelling in his legs, President Trump underwent a battery of medical tests.
Bilateral lower extremity venous Doppler ultrasounds were performed and revealed chronic venous insufficiency, a benign and common condition, particularly in individuals over the age of 70. Importantly, there was no evidence of deep vein thrombosis or arterial disease.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt. An airstrike on a Gaza church prompted President Trump to make a phone call to Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
3 people were killed and 10 were wounded, including the parish priest, when an Israeli shell slammed into the only Catholic church in the Gaza Strip. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt was asked about President Trump's response.
It was not a positive reaction. He called Prime Minister Netanyahu to address the strikes on that church in Gaza.
She said Netanyahu told the president it was a mistake to hit the church. The prime minister later released a statement saying Israel regrets the church strike. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Wall Street taking back some of its recent record gains. The Dow down 193 points. The Nasdaq is off 33, the S&P down 7 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You work hard, you build wisely, your home has become one of your greatest assets. If you're staying put this summer, this might be the perfect time to put that equity to work. Whether it's funding a second home, helping your kids get their start, or simply creating more margin in your financial life, Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans are the only ones I trust to guide you through it. They've done loans for my family. They tailor every loan to fit your goals. Fellowship is a direct lender and operates with your best interest in mind. If you're looking to access your equity through a refi or exploring a HELOC for some cash this summer for a second property or maybe tackle those updates you've been putting off, start with people you trust, people I trust. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453, Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
The House passed a majority, a major cryptocurrency bill yesterday with bipartisan support.
The House voted 294 to 134 Thursday to pass a second broad crypto market structure bill that would now go to the Senate. 78 Democrats voted with Republicans to advance the legislation known as the Clarity Act, a blowout showing of bipartisan support that beat expectations. After the vote, Majority Whip Tom Emmer spoke with reporters.
Together, these three pieces of legislation set the stage for growth, innovation, and prosperity right here in the United States of America.
Brian Stiles of Wisconsin said Republicans came through.
Time and time again, the House Republican Conference is underestimated and we overdeliver.
Bernie Bennett, Washington.
North Korea is banning the entry of foreign tourists to a recently opened mega beach resort, a move that dims prospects for the complex. A website run by North Korea's tourism authorities say the coastal complex is temporarily not receiving foreign visitors. News and analysis, townhall.com. It's a tragic story out of South Carolina.
A former minor league baseball player and ex-police officer has died after rushing to save swimmers in a rip current. The police department for Pawleys Island, South Carolina, said Chase Childers died Sunday. Childers and another person rushed to help 4 to 5 people. Police said he was caught in the current as well. A GoFundMe page says Childers saved a family of 5. The 38-year-old was married and raising three children. Childers was previously a police officer in Cobb County, Georgia. He played two seasons for minor league baseball teams after signing with the Baltimore Orioles in 2009. Keith Peters, Washington.
Chevron says it's wrapped up its $53 billion acquisition of rival Hess. That deal gives Chevron access to one of the biggest oil discoveries of the decade. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this 8 o'clock edition. This is Linda Bott. Carl's on assignment. And it is a beautiful Friday, the 18th of July. How are you today? Sunny and hot. That's our forecast. That's calling for 98 with our overnight lows of 66. Tomorrow calls for 97, overnight lows of 69 and 98. We've got David at the helm. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
And we knew that the first hour, you said it's caviar. What is today? What else?
It's also National Tropical Fruit Day.
Oh.
So bananas, coconuts, mangoes, pineapples, kiwis.
Starfruit.
Papaya.
What if starfruit?
Yep.
Has anybody had starfruit? I've asked Lauren, Dr. Lauren Strickland, to stay over for just a minute before we go to House of Realty. But on the phone, one of my favorite people, and she is the Vice President of Investments at Stifel. That's S-T-I-F-E-L, but sounds like Stifel. And it's Susan Eastman. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. Well, the major averages are starting out in the red. The Dow Jones Industrial Averages down 156 points at 44,325. The S&P 500 is off 3 points at 6,294. And the NASDAQ composite is down 3 points at 20,881. Active stocks this morning, NVIDIA trading up $1.66 at $171.34. Tesla up $8.16 at $327.56. Robinhood up $4.47 at $109.94. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 4.437%. For commodities, gold is up $13 an ounce at $3,355. Silver positive 22 cents at $38.33 per ounce. And crude oil is priced at $67 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Susan, it's so great to hear your voice.
Thank you. I was out of town last week.
Oh, well, you were the world traveler. You liked to bicycle with across the world.
I liked it. The weather was great. I came back Sunday, and it was 107 and smoky.
Oh, well.
But it's getting better now.
It's better now. That is Susan Eastman. For all your financial needs, she will help you build your portfolio and, been in the business for a long time. She's just a wonderful human being. Located at Park Marina Drive, that's Stifel. Susan Eastman. And you can give her a call at 530-244-7199. We are about ready to go on with House of Realty and the Middletons, but first I had asked Dr. Strickland if she would stay over for just a moment because something that touches us all is that we do a Chamber of Commerce and they have greeters, and greeters goes once a week out where they pick a business, and Valor last week had greeters, and so tell us about what happened.
Is my mic on?
Oh. Yes, you were on.
I'm on.
And
hey.
It's thrown to you, Dr. Strickland.
Yeah. You know, I was out of town when they had the greeters, but Dr. Janet Carter, put that on for Valor Oncology, and I heard it was amazing. They have some great photos, and on their their Instagram page for Valor Oncology, and I heard it was as a success and a big turnout.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So greeters and Chamber of Commerce. So we're going to bring in Cameron Middleton and House of Realty in just a minute. This is their Friday moment. Get on there. Cameron, you know what it is to go to greeters. And in Strickland, you can, Lauren, what do you want? Yeah, where's your dad? Is he in Mexico?
No, he's not in Mexico.
Okay.
That's my story. I'm sticking to
okay,
it. I can say
to
that
it.
Under oath. So, no, actually, he just had a couple of appointments this morning and was unable to make it.
All right, so. We'll miss him. But have you, good, so it's you and me, kid. Have you met Dr. Strickland?
I don't believe
all right,
so.
Here
I'm
we
Cameron.
Go. Nice
Cameron
to meet you, Cameron.
Pleasure, Dr. Strickland.
Yeah, and so Valor Oncology, she is a surgical. We just did the last 45 minutes on, it's just really pretty amazing stuff. And we talked about BACA and, getting, you know, the tube, the testing, the genetic testing, all, and so on and so forth. I was telling her that House of Realty comes on and how you talk about inventory and where we are and that kind of thing. But Cameron's been so grew up in this area and, has also went to school in the Bay Area.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You went to, I think you have the same alma mater.
Go Bears?
Go Bears.
Go Bears.
Oh, yes.
Fantastic.
All right. How long were you in at Gobera Country?
Oh, I lived in Berkeley a total of about 8 years.
Okay, I was born in Berkeley.
Oh, all right. Yeah. At Alta Bates?
Alta Bates Hospital.
Yes. My mother and my stepfather were both born at Alta Bates.
Wow.
Almost exactly 10 years apart.
Okay, where did you attend high school?
Here at Chess High.
Okay, you were out
yep,
there.
So
okay.
I was born and raised here, and then, uh-huh. Yeah, moved down to Berkeley when I was 18, and so... Yeah. Go Bears indeed.
Go Bears. Yeah, it's a Go Bear day.
I heard I like it's hard that. To get in there.
Yes,
you have
dude.
To have a lot of extracurriculars and mm-hmm. things, so you guys are overachievers. That's
yeah,
good.
Thank you,
at least I was. I don't know. You still are, but.
Is that the truth? Is that, or is that just like today, the way, what it takes to get into a university such as Berkeley? You know, the demands are like, it's not just a 4.2. You've got to have, blah, 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 or whatever, not that the blah, 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 fill in the blanks of important work.
Yeah, it was challenging back in the day, but now the things they require, it's out of this world.
I think it's tougher.
Yeah.
I do. Mm-hmm. I think that it's tougher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's a magical thing about Berkeley? Let's just talk about Berkeley a little bit, but since you were born and you've come to Redding, so now you've got the taste of what it was to be from that area, which the Berkeley Hills are absolutely gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
That whole area is really beautiful. But what is it about Berkeley that, what would be some of your special memories?
Well, I'll tell you the two things I miss. Three things I really miss. Number one is the campus itself. Mm-hmm. Number two is the live music. I mean, okay. Just the concerts and things. There was so much more of that. And honestly, I think number three, the one that I really miss is the food. There were just so many great, great restaurants of such a broad diversity there. I missed just some of the Indian food, some of the Thai
yes,
food.
Okay.
I mean, there'd be three Indian restaurants on one block, and yes. You knew which one was the really, really good one.
Yeah.
Or
right.
There was a Thai restaurant that just, I mean, not that we don't have those great restaurants here, but
yeah.
Really, there were just, we have some fabulous restaurants here in Redding and in Shasta County, but certainly I miss the food.
Well, it's more like, isn't it kind of a village feeling where, you know, you could walk places and just go in and out of all these really great eateries, right?
Mm-hmm. Eateries, shops. What I love about Berkeley is you just come show up as you are.
Yeah.
And there's just so much diversity. But definitely the restaurants and the food, just diverse.
Right. My niece lives in Oakland, and mm-hmm. she grew up in Sacramento, and she just, that's it. She said, my people are here. She said there's a very big Brazilian community there, and mm-hmm. she said I have a rainbow of friends. I love it. She says I work to live. I don't live to work. So she said I do enough to get by so I can go out with my friends. I can pay my rent and that's how I live my life. And I thought, wow, that's amazing knowing yourself like that. She doesn't have this need to be like, you know, the big house and all the payments and like that. So she loves the quality of her artistic life. And I think she works in a restaurant as well as at Trader Joe's. Mm-hmm. Just happy as a mm-hmm. candle.
Well, mm-hmm. and I would say the one thing that I certainly do not miss down there, and it was great when anything that was within walking distance was great when you could just walk. The traffic I do not miss.
Yeah, I agree.
The traffic was the one thing that was the part that got to me. I love the weather down there. I mean, really, the weather was often fantastic. And being inland, a lot of people don't realize, being in the East Bay, is an entirely different ballgame than living in San Francisco. Absolutely. On the west side, on the ocean. It's a different climate.
Yeah.
Or even if you go, you know, through the tunnel and go east, it's different. So the Bay Area is not exactly the one monolithic type of weather all the time. And yeah. The weather was great, but yeah, I do not miss the traffic. I will say that.
Miss the traffic.
We love that in Reading, we had to get ourselves used to the fact that to get rid of the anxiety, you had to get used to getting rid of the anxiety level that you didn't have to leave an hour before to get to an event. It took me so long to be, oh my God, the event starts at 8, I've got to be in the car by 7, you know. Mm-hmm. And you knew that it was right here at the Civic, so in 15 minutes you could be there. My parked commute, and in the front door.
My commute used to be 5 minutes. Now that it's about 6 or 7, I'm pissed. Let me tell you, I'm not happy with the fact it's gone up to 7 minutes.
We've got Cameron Middleton in the house. I'm going to put it right there. House of Realty is coming up next. We're going to talk about what's happening in the market. This is Linda Bob. We're going to talk more about with Carl. Thank you, Dr. Strickland. Thank you for being here from Valor Oncology as well, and all of your wonderful expertise and sharing with us. Go Bears.
Go Bears.
All right.
This summer, stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College summer musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. Be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th, with two matinees on July 20th and 27th, and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Reading. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical, Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
When it comes to quality lighting and electrical work, experience matters. Ed and Sons Electric has been in business for over 20 years, helping homeowners and businesses stay safe. From installing modern light fixtures to replacing outdated outlets, we ensure your home or office is functional, efficient, and up to code. Planning a new build? Don't leave your electrical work to chance. We'll help you design a layout and put outlets where you actually need them, and lighting that enhances every space. Ed and Sons Electric specializes in all aspects of commercial electrical work, including emergency power systems, large equipment installations, and overhead lighting solutions that meet today's standards for energy efficiency and safety. We take pride in our workmanship, our reliability, and our reputation. Call Ed, Nathan, and Justin at Ed and Sons Electric today for a free local estimate. 530-227-1553. That's 530-227-1553.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality?
At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey, good morning and welcome to KCNR this morning. This is Linda Bott, and I won't say I'm sitting in for Carl because usually we're on Friday mornings together, he is on assignment. But let me tell you what his assignment is. And by the way, it's 8:19 in the morning, and this portion of the show, he would say Cypress Square Barbershop, you know, man's last stronghold. I'm just going to say it for him because I've only put my leg in there once. I think I've said hi. Because it's a thick space. What can I say? The air is thick in there. Carl said I said I had to shave my legs after I walked in there because there's so much testosterone. You can scrape it off the walls with your fingernails. Even though I wouldn't do that, grosses me out to even think about that. Why I even said that came out of my mouth. You know, Carl would look at me right now and think, I can't believe you said that. And they have a jackalope and stuff like that. And then, of course, I would start asking, is that real? And how did you catch it? And, of course, they're laughing the whole way. But anyway, he's been going there to get his hair cut. He would say, man's last stronghold. That's Carl Bott. And this is Linda Bott. David's at the helm. Welcome to the show. It is House of Realty Day. And so we have Cameron Middleton here. Good morning, Cameron.
Good morning.
Have you been to Cypress Square?
I have not. I need to go do that at some point. I haven't. We have somebody that really, we used to come to our house during COVID and cut our hair there in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And so, we've kept up that routine. My dad comes over, so she cuts my hair, dad's hair, and my son's hair.
Oh, that's cute.
So she does three generations of boys all in the kitchen or out back, depending. And so, we try and provide her with
what a great, that's a great, you know, that's a memory like your son will, I remember when, you know, cute.
Yeah. It's fun. So
tradition.
Yeah, and she's you know, at some point this is kind of a secondary thing for her. It used to be all she did was hair, and now she has a regular job but still comes and does this on the side.
I like that.
If ever she decides this isn't worth doing anymore, it's gonna be my first stop is over at Cypress Square. So
All right, so House of Realty, first thing I said to you was, how are you doing, you know, at the break? And you said, well, we've got some changes going on here.
You
so
do.
For our listeners, we know that you have been with us for a long time. You sold us our home. We love hearing about what's happening with the market and rates, so on and so forth. What's going on right now?
Well, we knew this would happen at some point. We just didn't know if it would be interest rate based, which in this case it hasn't been, in terms of any shifts in the interest rates. But inventory is really exploding. People are putting their homes on the market. And I think after now more than a couple of years of having these higher rates than what we had previously, a number of people they wanted to wait. They wanted to see what would happen with the interest rates. So they didn't want to leave that 2.5-3% mortgage to get into a 7% or 6% rate. Well, finally people are saying, okay, it's time. We've waited long enough. That pent-up demand has kind of broken through the ceiling, and now our inventory has gone up substantially. In fact, I think this morning we're at 919 homes on our MLS, and if you recall, not that long ago, we were just hovering in the 600 level, 600, 650 for a considerable amount of time. So we're really talking in just the last few months.
Number?
919.
So 300 homes more.
Yeah, and really within the last 3 months, I mean, we've got up, I'd say easily 25%+. Yeah,
so as you list homes and you talk with the owners, are they transferring out of the area, or are they just moving to or downsizing, or what would you say a percentage of the reason would be?
So I'd say it's a combination. It's still the portion of the demographic that we were seeing before, that at least a good portion of it, that are retirees.
Okay.
So retirees who have they often case they either are downsizing or want to be closer to grandkids.
Okay.
And by wanting to be closer, whether they're moving here from somewhere else, or they're moving here to be with family and grandkids, or they're moving elsewhere to be with family and grandkids. Either way, we're really seeing it on both ends. That's substantial because often they have the equity. They don't necessarily need to be taking out a large loan for the next thing that they're doing. Also, we're seeing people move for work reasons.
Got it.
Work reasons are one of them. And we're starting to see some younger, more middle-aged sellers that are looking to upgrade. Hey, we've been in our V2 for some time.
Right. Now we've been in a condo. We need a house. We have kids. We want to, establish.
Exactly. Get something a little larger. So we're seeing a mix of it, but a large increase in inventory here that's really gone up. And we anticipated that may be the case once interest rates dropped.
Right.
We haven't seen that. Interest rates this morning, I think the benchmark is at a 6.82. And again, that's just a benchmark average rate for Mortgage News Daily. What we're also starting to see now as a result of this, and there's always a little bit of lag time once we see an inventory increase like this, is we're now starting to see price reductions. So I think on our hot sheet on Monday, there was 32-ish price reductions over the weekend.
Really? Okay.
Over the previous 72 hours.
Is that usually 10? Usually they'll, what is the average when you have a real estate, you want to sell the house, is it 20 grand? Is it usually generally 20 grand, 30 grand?
Some are small, some are larger. It really depends on the situation. I think what we're seeing is, cause gosh, then we had another 20 something on Tuesday morning's hot sheet. Wednesday was another 20-something. I mean, you're really talking about almost 10% of the inventory having price reductions in the last week. So these aren't necessarily selling, and that. So we're going to start to see some price pressure on these listings, which means if you're going to be listing your home, you really need to be careful about price. The days of saying, hey, well, let's just go shoot for the moon, see what happens, not a good idea.
Okay.
Now, if this continues to be a trend, and it's hard to tell whether that's going to be the case, whether we're going to start to see more buyer demand, or if this is just going to level off in terms of the inventory. But if the trend continues, that's going to lead to more of a buyer's market. And as it's leading, switching over to a buyer's market, being conscious of price is critical, because what you'll start to have happen is people following the market.
Okay.
So they'll say, let's start high, see what happens. And hopefully we get some Bay Area, Southern California buyer with bags of money who's just going to come in and be irrational and overpay. Then you wait a couple of months. Oh, boy, we're not getting many hits. Okay, now it's time to reduce. Well, obviously in a couple of months, we've seen a huge increase in inventory.
Right.
You see that again over the next couple of months if that trend continues. Then you have to bring it down further and bring it down, and then you're still not going to get hits, and bring it down further and still not get hits. I've always said, hey, there's two ways you can approach listing price.
Okay.
One is you can list it high, hope that you get that offer that's going to come, it's probably going to come in lower, and then just hope to negotiate something in the middle. Or you can try and start low, get a lot of activity, and hopefully get multiple offers, and see if you can start a bidding war, or at least, get multiple bids and come to the price that way. I think we're going to start to get into the realm here where you're going to want to probably take the latter strategy than the former.
Or in between. How about, what is the, in Reading, the average price per square foot? Is that defined by area?
So our friends at Sprinkle Appraisals, Sprinkle Appraisals, Bob and Sprinkle and Bob and Tiffany Sprinkle, he's a appraiser here in town that we use, considerably, very, very good. And what we have seen here is that he keeps track of a median price.
Okay.
A median sales price that is for the 96001 002 and 003 zip codes.
Okay.
So basically the greater Reading area.
Okay.
That goes outside city limits a little bit. But
is that also the area code that would be up off of Placer in, what's that area code up there that would be off of Texas Springs all the
yes.
way down? Okay, so that would be Mary Lake, Texas Springs, and then going down. Would that include Palisadro?
No, Palisadro okay. is a separate zip code.
Okay.
Anderson and Chesa Lake are separate zip codes.
Okay.
Bella Vista is a separate zip code.
All right.
But it's that greater Reading area
okay.
that encompasses all of the city of Reading and some of the outlying
okay.
areas, but
okay.
not in those incorporated cities or in Palisadro per se.
So he keeps track of those zip codes and as an appraiser, and he, and that company is saying the average square foot.
Yeah, and I'm pulling that exact
okay.
number up as we speak. It is a, and so, and keep in mind, we really have been staying in kind of the low to mid fours.
Okay.
It's really been the 400s. It's really been our average median sales price.
Okay.
Meaning that there are as many homes sold above that price as
right.
there are below that price.
Mm-hmm.
But the average price per square foot, $247 per square foot. And that was for the second quarter of 2025. So that takes, that's that, and that number is now starting to decrease.
Okay. All right. So now I have a question for you. When we come back from the break, for anybody who's putting a house up on the market, don't answer it yet. Is your garage considered square foot?
No.
I was going to ask you to tell me after the break. Okay.
Sorry. You did mention that.
But you know what, Cameron? That's what I love about you.
We'll get into why.
Okay,
garages
all right.
are an interesting question.
Yeah.
And that's the short answer. There is a.
All right, okay. We'll get more of that when we come back after these messages here on KCNR. This is Linda Bach. Carl's on assignment. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Always streaming on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Experience the thrill of our $100,000 summer adventures. Swipe to win drawing. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free slot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final drawing. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168. or schedule online at GormanComplaw.com.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Hey, Reading. Save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
And good morning and welcome back to KCNR. This is Linda Bott. Now, how are you this morning? If you want to know about the weather, it is going to be around 98 degrees, overnight lows of 66. Cameron Middleton here is House of Realty. They have a show, and we love to have them on because we will find out what's happening in the market. We want to know as we look around and we see homes going up for sale and we see that almost 300 homes in the last, 2 months?
Yeah, no, a little bit longer than that, but we got into the sevens, but we've gone up over 200 homes in the last 3 months.
And you're listening to KCNR if you're just tuning in, 96.5 on your dial or however you're getting a hold of us. We're also online at KCNR1460.com. I want to give away a couple tickets as well. David's at the helm. I've got 2 tickets, you guys, and we're going on Sunday for the matinee, but this is to Guys and Dolls, and I love this show. I performed as Adelaide in my high school musical, and it's really what got me into show business, so I just love the music. Shasta College is putting this on. These tickets are good for, you know, all performances. 2 tickets for our first caller here, 605-4567. I really would love to have you call in and experience what it is to go to a great show, musical with songs that you're going to be singing. If I Were a Bell, there are a lot of beautiful, I'll Know When My Love Comes Along. There's so many beautiful songs out of this. Guys and Dolls, give us a call. Cameron Middleton, we talked about before we took a break about when you list your home, is your garage considered square footage?
And so the answer is no. It's not considered livable square footage.
Right.
That said, garages can be very important to a sale. So when we talk about any kind of parking type of facility, we end up with, right, is it a enclosed garage? Is it a carport? Is it detached? Is it attached? Is it 2-car? Is it 3-car? Is it oversized?
Uh-huh.
Is there RV? Those are all things to look at because that really can include or exclude
right.
A large number of buyers.
It sure. Imagine, okay, so you're moving your family up and it's a detached. So detached then means that you've got to get out in the rain unless there's a overhang. And then you're exposed from the garage to the house.
And we know there are some days during the summer that you can melt your ice cream as you get back from the grocery store, going from your garage to your house. But that is a factor. And some people, a number of buyers, when you ask them, okay, what are your needs? What are you looking for? You have your needs and your wants as a buyer. What are your absolute must-haves?
Right.
And I remember when we bought our house. My wife told me straight off the bat, she goes, I want an attached garage.
Right.
And I want central heating and air.
Right.
And I want a gas stove.
Okay.
And I wanted to make sure about the gas stove because that really benefits me from the cooking aspect. She's Italian, so.
Oh, nice.
Very, very important. But the garage is a big factor. And there's a number of people who will look at a home and say, nope, doesn't have a garage, not going
to
do it.
Well, we have an older home. As you know, you sold it to us, and we have a carport. And we just didn't want to spend the 60 at that time, 60, 80 grand to enclose it. And it actually would change the appearance. I don't know. So we've just kept the carport. You know, it's got the grape stakes that we've kept through all those years. It's older. And so, but I do miss not, I miss a having storage in a garage.
Yes. And storage is another factor.
Right.
Most people, I forget the percentage. I've seen the number of people that have a 2-car garage, but cannot fit any cars.
Yeah.
On that side of the fence ourselves. But for, in terms of storage, is the garage finished? So you go into some garages and you just see the studs.
Right.
Is it heated and cooled? Some are, some aren't. What's the surface? I mean, there are a number of things to look at. So by having that garage, yeah, you're not getting, and you are getting a value there, but it isn't considered square footage. So you can't apply that $240 square foot number to your garage. So that's considered gross area, but not actual living space.
Okay.
Not living square footage. But it's something to be very, very cognizant of. And we've seen a lot of people, especially in some of the more rural properties, that maybe didn't have one before, but have added a large, say a 2 or 3 car garage, even if it's detached.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you look at that and go, gosh, are we really getting the value back out of that? Well, if it starts to get into this type of market where we've got more homes on the market than we do buyers, that may be the difference between your home selling and not selling. And again, looking at older, some of the older neighborhoods. I mean, your neighborhood's a great example. And of course, when a lot of those homes were built, which were mostly in the, around the 30s, I mean, the one across the street's over 100 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, many people didn't have cars, and if they did, they had one. So they had a 1-car
right.
carport.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a 2-car carport, right. which is, that was it. Or maybe a small little garage in the back.
Right.
1-car detached type of garage. Wasn't as big of a deal. So depending, and then again, you go into a lot of the newer subdivisions, and they all have large attached 3-car garages.
Yeah, 3-car garages, right.
So you do see the difference, but it does create a difference in terms of where people want to buy.
Right.
So do you want to buy in that newer subdivision that may be further out of town, or would you like to be closer in town and maybe not have that?
Okay, for instance, let's do a couple things. We've talked about this before, but since you've got this larger, and by the way, I had David make coffee just for you.
Thank you, David. I appreciate that.
I get up super early, so I have my coffee in the morning, and then I do my electrolytes once I get here.
It was a concern when I walked in. I go, gosh, I hope there's
coffee
today.
Yeah, I knew it was. I said, David, please make coffee quick for Cameron.
Good, proper coffee, too.
It is.
Right? It's strong. This will power a forklift for about a half an hour. So just to put that out there, thank you.
So where I was about to go was the difference between, we've talked about this, being PG&E, or REU, is that a determining factor for people who are moving into town?
Yes. And they, as they start to look at it, number one, if somebody's moving from out of the area, they're usually very well familiar with PG&E. I think one of the interesting parts, so number one, you have your rate structure. The other thing that we're starting to look at now, two variables have changed, I think, slightly. REU has now announced that they may consider doing public safety power shutoffs at certain points. They never did that, and I still don't believe they have done it, but they recently said within the last month that that is a possibility and that that is something that they may look at having to do on days where there is high heat, high fire danger, and heavy wind.
Well, we've been fortunate so far that we've had 115. Last year, I think we got up to some of areas were 120. It was,
yes.
It was the hottest. When I first moved to Redding, I recall coming down Eureka. And I don't know if it's still there or not, but where Ace Hardware is in that area, there was there was a building that would tell you what the temperature was. It was on the street.
Right.
And I remember 115. And it stayed that way for a week. Well, first of all, my first moving here in December, it rained until April. And I didn't realize that depressed me until I flew into San Diego and all of a sudden I felt like this black thing came off my, I didn't
yes.
know I was one of those people. But it rained and I just, you know, I was new here and I was like, oh, okay, it's raining and okay, it's raining, but it could clear up and rain. It wasn't constant. You may have 2 or 3 days of constant rain then. And then the summer came, August 1/15. I never, I just figured, okay, you know, I've lived in a lot of different places. So I just figured it would be like I lived in Vegas. Vegas, you got flash floods, but you didn't have 4 months of rain.
Right.
And then you had 120 degrees, and I didn't have, I didn't have air conditioning in my Volkswagen. But it just didn't, you know, bother me. You put a towel down on your seat.
Yeah.
You're a little bit more flexible when you're younger. What is that about?
Well, I know my ability to deal with the heat, I kind of figure it's about a half a degree a year. So, right, it's about 5 degrees a decade is how I look at it.
Exactly.
I mean, when I was, you know, 10 in my teens, whatever, I could handle 115, no problem.
You could go out and hang out in it all day, too.
My son can.
Mine's
7,
changed.
He doesn't care. He goes
totally
out.
Totally changed for me now. I think I got heat. I probably got, not heat stroke, but close to it, out on a range one day. And I was the only one. The other gals I was with, we were doing a shooting class. And the other gals were just fine. And all of a sudden, I could not get cool. And so that's what that was. And then Pat Karch, who works here, was saying that once that happens, that you're prone to have that happen more often. So, you know, I don't know. That's some of the health things that are just weird.
Well, central heating and air is a big factor. I mean, really, when you're looking at these homes for that reason.
Yes.
And like you bring up with PG&E and REU, again, public safety power shutoffs, they don't do them in December.
No.
They do them during the summer.
Right. Which is hard for older people.
Oh, it can be deadly.
Now, what about swamp cool versus central heating and air?
So swamp cooling, otherwise known as evaporative cooling, really works in this area up to probably 90 degrees.
Okay.
And that's it. After you get past a certain point with evaporative cooling, what you then start to run into and becomes a real problem is the, basically now you just have humid heat instead of dry heat.
If
you have it in your home. So once you get up into that 110 range, it's not going to be satisfactory. The other one that we're starting to see, though, rather than a full HVAC centralized system in a lot of homes are mini splits.
Okay.
And doing these mini units.
Those are nice.
You know, ductless mini splits
in
various parts of them. Those can be exceptionally effective and fairly reasonable. So we're seeing a lot of conversions in a number of homes that had evaporative cooling.
Okay.
And that have added that. The other part about evaporative cooling, and we've noticed this, and we've had a lot of clients, and we've seen a lot of homes where people do this. They may have had evaporative, and then they added either the mini splits or a full HVAC system. But by doing the HVAC system.
Okay, we got to take a break. I don't know. We're just so into it. I forgot about break time.
I'll get back to it.
Okay, we'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR with Cameron Middleton, House of Realty.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
If you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday. Play with your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave. While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Wings of Summer, Butterflies at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, open now through August 10th.
Featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden within Turtle Bay's wildlife woods in Paul Bunyan's forest camp.
Release an emerging butterfly, feed them, and identify each species. Perfect for nature enthusiasts of all ages.
Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay is presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery.
Now through August 10th.
Free for members, included with admission.
Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Let's turn that up, buddy. It's Friday. This is our last segment. Trees went back. Me and Dale were singing. Listen to this guitar riff. Little runaway. Come on. I was flying. Yeah, running down a dream. They never would come to me. Working on a mystery. Going wherever it leads. All right, Valerie, congratulations. You won those two tickets to Guys and Dolls. What?
I gave you the wrong name. Veronica.
Veronica. Okay, Veronica. Congratulations. Enjoy. And there's several. There's only two matinees, actually, so you can go July 20th or 27th. But there's performances the 18th, 19th, 23, 24, 25th, 26th. Anyway, it's, you know, we all know that college, they put on a great production, and it's Guys and Dolls. You cannot go wrong with this musical. So enjoy those two tickets. Enjoy that fun. And I'm here with Cameron Middleton. But at the break, you know that our producer, David, and his wife own a store called Cascade Curations down next to where the Bean Bog. Is it Bean Bog anymore, or is it?
Not Bead Man, but Bog Bean.
Bogbean.
That's where that was, yeah.
Okay. The Dip. Is The Dip there still?
The Dip, yep.
Okay.
And we say across from Jack's because everybody knows that.
Across from Jack's in that strip mall there, and they have a store called Cascade. So they've got vintage clothing. And you said you just got a bunch of guitars.
Yes, we got 17 new, well, they're old guitars in almost mint condition. Got to come see them for yourself.
Oh, you know who's going to be in there is Rick Hill. Mr. Guitar Collector. Okay, back with Cameron Middleton. What were we discussing? All of a sudden it was 8:46 and David's going, we gotta take a break.
We're a little
like,
over
what?
On that, yeah.
Okay.
Other than, Guys and Dolls and
yes.
Annie. So.
Yes.
Sandy, hey. By the way.
Oh, you were.
To answer your question. So, no, but we were talking about, again, heating and cooling, some of these issues within the home. And some of these things that could really preclude a buyer mm-hmm. from really wanting to look at your house. And in looking as well, we're talking about PG&E versus REU.
Yes.
And some of these areas.
And garages.
And garages. And again, sometimes people think, hey, this is my square footage. This is the condition of the home. That's the main factor. But again, it's really important to be looking at things. We were talking about the evaporative cooling.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we found for a lot of people because of the cost and the expense of running a full HVAC system of central heat when it's this hot, you get 1015, and trying to run that AC full bore, you know, all day long, or, you know, at least in the peak hours, and how expensive that can be. Certainly, if you're out in PG&E territory, it's exceptionally expensive.
Well, even REU, just on a personal note, ours went up $200 a month. We're on an average, and we used a lot last year. We have probably had guests, and we want to make sure that the house was cool. And it was 100, like you said, our temperatures were crazy last summer. So what she had said, and I want to pass this information along, because REU, we are so blessed. We had no idea when we bought that we were in the REU. Anyway, so what, and they were so helpful. And she said, if you really watch what you do this year, it'll affect and could lower your bill next year. So we're really trying to turn off the heat, the air conditioning in one room at night, and, you know, keep it at a higher temperature than it has been in the past. And I just try to acclimate to it, because $200 a month does make a difference in your, what you do.
Yes.
Everything's going up. So that too.
Well, and that's why what I was just before the break was starting to say is that what some people do is they may add a full centralized air conditioning system, but they'll oftentimes, and it's very wise to do it, keep the evaporative cooling system operational. So if you're in, if the temperature's in the 80s or maybe even low 90s, you know, whether it's in the spring or the summer or, you know, in the fall or certain parts, you know, certain, maybe not work during the peak portion of the summer, but when you're in those temperature zones, running the evaporative cooling when you're in those zones, rather than turning your AC on, can also keep your bill substantially low, and then really only firing up the AC once your central heating and air, which takes far more electricity to run, once that temperature really goes up above, you know, low to mid-90s. So to see people do that, to maybe have a combination of cooling systems in your home.
So I'm wondering how much, you know, if you have portable fans, how much do electricity do they, you know, suck or use or pull, or what's the word you want to use?
Yeah, it's a fair amount. And even sometimes the portable AC systems,
yes,
people will put in the towers,
mm-hmm,
or something in their,
yes,
home. And I, number one, those can take a lot of power. They really can suck quite a, a lot through. The other part about that though is that it's a good idea to have those in the event something does happen,
yes,
with,
yes,
your AC.
Oh yes.
One thing I do not recommend is people that have a heating and air system that is towards the very end of its useful life. And they are, yeah, let's just push it one more year.
Oh,
let's,
boy,
push it one more year.
Guilty. Well, our house, again, is long and large.
Yes.
And nobody would know that, because, and it has been built on by the people prior to living there from us. So we have two air conditioning units. We have, which means two units. One has been newer.
Right.
And then the older one has been, you know, we're just like having the water heater that's older, which then reminds me to bring up with you that Carl had investigated, because somebody was talking about what it is to have, if you're going to have a hot water heater replaced, the and going online, and what it actually costs. The city will charge you to come out, or the company will come out. For it's not just go to get a hot water heater at, you know, Home Depot anymore and put it in yourself. You cannot. You could, but it's illegal.
It technically requires a permit per the city. And the fee for that, the permit fee for that, went up substantially. Gosh, this has been a few years ago. But that fee was increased. I think it was almost doubled or tripled per the city. Now, does every client I've ever met have get a permit for their water heater?
Right.
No. But if you do, it is one of the very few what we call point of sale requirements.
Yes.
In the state of California.
We've got Carl on the
okay.
line.
All
I
right.
thought
we,
that might be
okay,
him.
Okay, Carl, shoot. What's going on?
Well, I'm standing out in the middle of nowhere, but I actually got a bar.
Oh.
So I thought I'd give you a call and say hello and the house realty, and then after that go back to grinding stumps.
Yeah, he's grinding stumps outside of Michael Michalak's property, Mike and Bertha's Mitchell, up outside of Tenet, where everything was burned.
Yes.
And so they're still 3 years later grinding stumps. Go ahead. What's it like?
They planted, I forget how many, thousands of seedlings, thousands of them out here, and it's been a couple years, so they're starting to grow, and after another year or two, then they're going to go out and then take out the extra ones. But, oh, no, it's beautiful up here.
Always knew you were outstanding in your field, Carl.
I am, and can you believe this? I am in the middle of nowhere, but I said, there's a bar. So I thought I'd give you a call.
Okay, absolutely.
Anyway.
Have fun at the bar.
Have fun at the bar.
Thank you very much. All right, love you.
I love you. Have a good time. Bye. Okay, we've got 35 seconds left. He can't stay away.
Who knew he could stop grind? I didn't know that. Gosh, I've got work for him next week.
I know,
okay.
He's such a Marine. You know, we've got a whole, ear story for you when we take a break. We'll become,
oh, that
you
means
know,
he's using
we're
explosives.
Finished for Friday. Yeah, that's what it felt like. Dr. Bergstrom, what a miracle worker. I got a shout out to him. Just amazing. All right. Let's say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining
Thank
us.
You.
Go Bears, right?
Go Bears.
All right. Thanks. We'll see you on Monday. Thanks for joining us today here on KCNR and David. And congratulations to our winner of the tickets for Guys and Dolls, Valerie. All right. Bye-bye.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Medical Center. Your life. Your health. Your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.